Welcome to Passport to Modern Jazz here at KRVS on Jazz Night. Good evening, or whatever time it might be. We're going to do things a little bit different and concentrate on the player, the solo, and by the medium of trumpet, maybe one of the first instruments of jazz. This is players, great solos by players, chops, but we're going to start out with a new guy, Theo Croker, who is the grandson of the late Doc Cheatham. And his new record, this is A Call to the Ancestors from Escape Velocity.
Sela inkonzo ende. We'll be right back.
Next up, we're going to hear Miles Davis at the top of his chops on Around Midnight from 1967. This is from the Bootleg series. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We will be avoiding sidemen or breaking the rules and just concentrating on trumpet. Good trumpet solo. Incredible. Thank you. Oh, not so fast. Oh, what a hot quintet that was. That was Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone. Next up, a trumpet player. Everybody's heard. He's on TV. He's at the Lincoln Center. He's just everywhere, and he always has been. All the big bands. He's just first call, and you really don't see him. He's not a big star, but everybody wants him in their big band and for their solos, and he was incredible. This was a long time ago when he was really young. This is Autumn Leaves with Oscar Peterson, and we will listen to the great John Faddis.
Thank you. This is jazz pianist Garth Halper from the UL Lafayette School of Music and Performing Arts. You're listening to KRVS Public Radio and Passport to Modern Jazz.
And next up, a man who has hired John Faddis several times up at Lincoln Center in various gigs, and he should know trumpet well, Wynton Marsalis. This is live at Blues Alley. We're going to hear Cosmo King live, and he's just at the top. Wynton is just, this is just one of his best solos ever, and we're going to take a listen to it. You're listening to KRVS and Passport to Modern Jazz. Incredible. And Jeff Tane Watts on drums. It can't be denied. Boy, he just went to Tony Williams, it sounds like. Next one I got to send out to my Uncle Herman, who's a great fan of Clifford Brown, and one of his favorite solos is Embraceable You. This is Clifford Brown and Max Roach. After that, we're going to go into Oscar Peterson, the trio, classic trio, but an album that a lot of people around here like too, bass players, because Ray Brown's in there. So this is Oscar Peterson Trio plus Clark Terry, and we're going to listen to The Brotherhood of Man. I read online somewhere where that just changed somebody's life, a trumpet player. And this stuff is either going to, you know, hopefully, I hope it inspires you and you don't go in the other direction. And you just got to get your horn out. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. Whoa, Clark Terry. Whoa, that is so, and that is a lesson in and on swing. That band swings so hard, it's incredible. So Clark Terry, and before that, Embraceable You, Clifford Brown on trumpet. That's out to my Uncle Herman, one of the best trumpeters that ever came out of New Orleans. And of course, he was with Dookie Chase Orchestra, and that's one of his favorite cuts by Clifford Brown. I guess you got to be a trumpeter. I would have played a lot of other tracks by him that are fast and have chops. And this show is all about chops and the trumpeter out front. Not really concentrating on any of the sidemen here. And there are some great solos here by other sidemen. We're kind of on just hot trumpet chops. Next up, Freddie Hubbard at the top of his chops. This is from Keystone Corner. We used to play all the time. And a couple of tracks that we chose is The Summer Knows. And after that, we'll hear Blues for Dwayne. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS, Public Radio Lake Charles. And Lafayette here at the University of Louisiana, Lafayette.
Thank you.
The great Freddie Hubbard, and we were hearing some outstanding bass by Larry Klein. Before that, the Summer Notes, that was Eddie Marshall on drums laying it down. We're just going hot solos, top of their chops, technique, hot solos. This is Passport to Modern Jazz, and we're going to be back in the next hour with one of the best.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate Aural Studio Transmitter Links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.